Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Mike. Welcome back to Indeed. It is Indeed Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, and we're here to talk some independent wrestling. We've got kind of an open door of guests joining us today. A bunch of invites out, so we'll see who shows up. But I'm here always. Got, once again with me, Righteous Reg. How you doing?
In the building, it's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, media man, me. I'm here. It's Wednesday. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of emotions in the air. There's a lot of things happening that are realer than pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is the realest thing that we know. And a lot of people that I know and I love are hurting right now. So I just want to send a shout out to everyone out there that's going through some things. It's feels like a tornado of crazy, terrible things. So we're all just kind of trying to push through. And again, I would just want to send a shout out to everybody to know that, it's not just you. Today we are joined by the homeboy, our friend. It was great to see him a few weeks ago in Philadelphia, being very tall. Jay Rose is here.
What's up, boys? What's going on? Very tall is pushing it, but I'll
take it. I mean, if you're towering over me, I think everybody's tall. I'm hating when Mike and I eventually are in the same place because I know he's a tall dude. And then, I don't want to stand next to him, honestly.
I mean, Mike, how tall are you?
6'5".
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Before we get into anything else, we gotta confirm that you're 6'5".
6'5".
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Speedball Mike Bailey refers to me as Tall Mike from Fightful.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Speedball's not the tallest dude, so I thought you were like my height.
He was never on the court, Mike. Like, what 6'5", you like automatically have to play basketball.
The Raptors need you.
Like, what's going on?
What are we doing?
They realized my height because they saw the video of me getting chopped by Ben Ortmans, who's like a very dear friend of Speedball's. So once that side by side comparison was like, they're like, oh shit, you're really tall.
6'5".
Yeah. 6 foot. Yeah. 6'5".
Wrestling shows you're the tallest guy. Like,
yeah, let's say, show.
Okay.
You don't need to be covering wrestling. Big show, hop in there.
So I'm 6'5". I'm working on the weight, but we're at 267 right now and dropping steadily. But what happened? So the first few times that I've been going out to like local shows in my area, like every time I go to a new promotion for the first time, if I'm there for media and I'm there like earlier in the day, if people don't know me, they'll introduce themselves to me and ask who I'm working. It's happened
to me. What
match
are you, dude?
Yeah. What match are you? Oh, you wrestle? Who are you working tonight? Like all the time when it's new people meeting me that don't know who I am, it's like that it's like a 1 in 4 chance. It's kind of fucking hilarious.
As they should, brother, because I'm telling you right now, you probably be on the roster that I book, you probably be the tallest person on our roster.
Lace
them up. Broner got an open challenge, man. What are we doing here?
Lace them up is hella funny.
if I didn't have three swollen discs in my back that are just ready to explode like overfilled jelly donuts, maybe in another life.
Yeah, Mike's first bump is going to be his last.
Yeah, but
just
I've got
it.
I mean, 6'5". J. Rose is making some points. You won't have to take many. Like, can you learn the big boot?
Yeah. Can I learn the big boot? I'm a hardcore kid. I can spin kick, brother.
Listen, you got it right there. That's all you need.
You're 6'5" and can throw a black mass. Yeah, what are you? Crazy. Get out of your podcast chair and listen.
No. Not with the full spin. Just the like
I can, TNA kick?
No, like
the chick kick.
From the front. Just like a crescent. Like a roundhouse, kick, I guess.
Okay.
A roundhouse, but in the opposite direction. If it was my left leg, we'd be moving from like the right side to the left side kind of thing.
Like a Danielson kick, so to speak.
Yeah, something like that. I could throw a nice high. I could throw a good high kick, though.
Listen, looks like there's some workarounds here, Mike. I think we might have to get you booked for one of these.
No, but if anyone's trying to book me for commentary, please.
Just stand in the corner and just push. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm like, oh, that guy took zero bumps. Like, he's still here.
So you're telling me you wouldn't wrestle Cole Roderick? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Why is J Rose thinking of booking
ideas? Because you're 6'5". What are you talking about?
Has fully tapped into the old school wrestling mentality.
He is, dude.
Maybe because that guy they're could right. Get in the ring. Because they're right. On 6'5", you're already very well spoken, so we don't have to teach you anything as far as it goes with like charisma or things of that regard. All you gotta do is put your leg up.
You got somebody that needs a heater.
Bro, I'll make somebody who needs a heater. You're 6'5".
I got one spot. I'll corner them for the whole match, and then I'll get in there and hit them with the boot when the ref's not looking. Okay?
That's it. Look, we making money, Mike. We making money. Money is being made right now.
When you decide to step into the ring, because it's going to happen, someone's going to convince you. I caught dibs first.
J-Rose is going to convince me.
This one goes, hey, so you wouldn't wrestle Cole Roderick?
You don't have to convince me. You have to convince my wife, who's like paranoid about me like stubbing my toe because she's seen how little of anything it takes to bring me down with my bad back.
Valid. But you get on this whole weight loss journey, you know what I'm saying? Like, What's this but just an extra day of cardio?
It's easy as that.
Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I did not know we were going to start the show with Mike getting into the business.
I didn't know that motherfucker was 6'5". Full of surprises.
6'5".
No, and you asked about basketball. I'm actually the guy who like would always double dribble. I'm so
they're
bad
like, damn, this bull is just tall for nothing.
I'm so God, I, oh no, I like I can fuck it up on a baseball diamond though.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not where people came here, but I need to know what position were you playing on the diamond? Like,
I would play first and third.
Okay. That makes sense. Tall reach. Yeah. I can see.
Yeah. First and third, they'd just be like, you know, just get a little bit off of the bag, and all you got to do is basically stick your arm out, and you'll catch anything.
That's it. Yep. Makes sense.
Because it's also like, it's like school field size baseball. Right. Like, it's not full distance between the, you know, between the bases or anything. So if I'm playing third base, I'm basically also playing shortstop.
Yeah, footage.
I don't.
Picture?
No, but like, I don't know. What do you need like a reference photo of my height?
I mean, you know, we just like to see
I'm
it.
Just trying, like, you know, like I'm putting together my talent portfolio. So then we're looking to see who we're bringing into the performance center. You feel me? I got
to. This guy used to be on the diamond. Got to get your stats.
You know what I'm saying? You know, who is old buddy who just got released with the $1 million arm? He's out. Mm-hmm. You're in, bro.
Yep, that's it. Veer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Mike and Veer.
Yep.
What Mike an interesting turn of events.
Yeah, Mike is coming.
Mike, the new Naptown champ. This is wild. Like, wild. What a turn.
Hey, man. Shouldn't have been that tall.
Yep.
Anyways, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're
talking about. I'm off. I've derailed at least 10 minutes off of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we got a super chat really quick, so I'm going to acknowledge that, and then we are going to move on. First, shout out to the cutie J-Rose. Second, STL for Hater of the Week. For those Jericho chants, sorry, I've missed the last few shows. Hey, you know what, Van Twinblade? Thank you for coming back. You know, it's we've missed you. We did notice. We were like, man, we had Shaza here, and Van Twinblade wasn't here to talk shit to her the whole time.
Yeah, where were you, kinda Van wild. Twinblade?
But, you know,
you have an answer to that, to where you were when Shaza was here.
Yep. Glad to see you. Glad to see you back, though. Yeah. So I'm 6'5", moving along.
6'5". yes. Mike is 6'5". And, J Rose, you wanna take the floor and talk about some things real quick?
For sure. For those of you who don't know or aren't particularly tapped in, the wrestling community at large, specifically the Black wrestling community, and here locally, the Indiana wrestling community, lost somebody very near and dear to us yesterday. My good friend Terry Davis, which is the was the brilliant mind behind We Love Wrestling, sadly passed away. Confirmed with family, and just wanted to take this time to speak about him really quick, because as both somebody who's involved in wrestling and now as a promoter, I say now as a promoter, like I haven't been doing this for almost 2 years at this point. Now as a promoter, there's a lot of people who make what we do happen. And for each promotion, there's all sorts of people who eventually become synonymous with the promotion, not particularly because they are anybody who works for the promotion, but simply as a fan, as an enjoyer of the product, as a supporter, they envelope everything that that you're trying to accomplish. And while ECW had a Straw Hat Guy, and Philadelphia Indies had Whack Packer Hogan, and up there in your neck of the woods, you had Kid Zombie and all sorts of other people. For here in my neck of the woods, especially since the pandemic, there's been no bigger supporter of Indianapolis professional wrestling than Terry and We Love Wrestling. And as much as I'm talking about how much he means to my community, I would be remiss to say how much he loves supporting professional wrestling in any facet. You would see him at WWE shows. You would see him in AEW shows. He popped up to more Impact shows than basically anybody I know, whether it be personally or just on the internet. He would pop up to MLW. He was a staunch supporter of independent women's wrestling, specifically at what he called his second home, Mission Pro in Texas. And he would go basically to every single show, fly from Indianapolis to Texas, no matter what, because he believed in those girls and he believed in what they were trying to accomplish. And I talk often, specifically on this podcast, in a tone of voice that constantly makes me feel like I'm in danger of getting in trouble about people supporting wrestling, not only with their words and with their tweets, but with their actions. Now, I'm a preacher's kid. I don't know, you know, since we're, he just revealed he's 6'5". Let me reveal I'm a preacher's kid, for those who may or may not know. And I grew up in a very sort of, you know, different upbringing with my faith, which we don't have to get into that right now. But the one thing I've come to learn, especially with things as far as it goes with stuff happening in this city, and with people saying thoughts and prayers or whatever, action is what matters. Thoughts and prayers is you and the big man having a conversation, but until you get off your ass and do something, it don't mean shit. And there was no one who was about action more in all of professional wrestling that I ever met than Trey. It's a story that I will tell a later time, but I can silently say that And this not, I'm not just saying this because, you know, he's no longer with us. I've said it multiple times. There is no Naptown All-Pro without We Love Wrestling, without Terry Davis. It straight up doesn't happen. And I put it in a tweet earlier today. He put the Naptown in Naptown All-Pro. He would tell anybody and everybody what we're getting up to. And he will be missed. He will be missed. The one thing I can say is that for everyone who saw the endless stream of content that he made, because that brother worked hard, he would come out with at least 2 new videos, it seemed, every single day. Everyone who had ever enjoyed a piece of content he made, to anyone who ever enjoyed his company sitting next to him at a wrestling show, to anybody who ever enjoyed his company as a friend, as a family member, as a confidant, the ideals that he represented and the energy that he brought, not only to professional wrestling, but to all facets of life, will never be forgotten. And that legacy carries on with us. And I'm not only talking about, you know, anybody who's picked up on what all he's putting down, including the multitudes of people who were he was introduced to at Mania Weekend in Philly, but specifically us here at NAP. It goes without saying, but not only specifically this next show, our first show of our season on May 18th at World Famous Hot Boys, that free show that he told me over and over again how much he loved the concept will be dedicated to in his honor. As soon as we hear something from the family, giving them their time, I would like to do whatever it takes to support them and honor his legacy as far as it stands like that in his city at the place where he called home. And specifically for his son, Jordan, who was constantly at these shows. Keep in mind, I say he put his money where his mouth is. Trey only ever missed one NAP show, and that's because he couldn't get a refund on a flight to cancel and stay here. Whatever we can do to support his family, specifically his son, they're family to us now. Trey was already family, but anybody who was ever loved by him or loved Trey, you're one of us now. And that love goes both ways. Because in his words, if you love wrestling and I love wrestling, then we love wrestling. Love you, big dog. And thank you, boys, for letting me have that time. I appreciate it.
Hey, always. Our floor is as much yours as it is ours, Jerry. I told you that since you came here in February.
Hey, and I haven't forgotten, but I don't take it for granted, because I know people who tune into this, they want to hear about independent wrestling. And as much as this is independent wrestling, this may not have been what you want to talk to, but like Trey are the lifeblood of what we do. So
what Trey represents in independent wrestling, it'd be remiss for us not to talk about it. Like, the tributes that I've seen coming in since last night, kind of the what I wanted to represent in this space and who I wanted to represent for, Trey had that exact same thing. Like, I knew of him just because it was like, oh, there's another person that just really loves this shit, that just wants wrestlers to have better, and it's just about the wrestling. And so, you know, rest in peace to Trey, and shout out to all my friends who are hurting right now. Thank you again, Jay Rose. That's a beautiful, you taking your time to do that on a platform in front of people is amazing. Thank you.
Hey, it's just the beginning. Yeah, the legacy continues with all of us. But I know, for as much as he may be touched by the words, he'd be like, "Mom, we ain't come here to talk about me. Let's talk about some wrestling. So what's on the docket for you, boy?
Let's talk about some wrestling.
Let's talk about some wrestling. We had a guest turn up a couple minutes ago. So
what's good?
Got Welcome to Indeed, the big flexer, Alexis Littlefoot. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Given the news, I'm, a little down, but I'm glad to be here celebrating with my peoples, Reg, J-Rose, and you, Mike. So
shout out again to Littlefoot for being here. I just like J-Rose, I saw Littlefoot a couple weeks ago and it was great. Littlefoot has this presence, you guys. Like, there's like, we were in Wale Mania where there's like wrestlers, there's musicians, there's rappers, there's all kinds of celebrities and people, and still Littlefoot has like some aura where it's like, who is this person? This guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, that was awesome when everybody's on stage. Who was the person with the blue fur? And I'm like, that's Littlefoot, bro. Like, he's like, yo, she like, I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, she's different from everybody. Littlefoot, what is it? Is it just like, you just are so different than everyone else. Is this something unexplainable? I don't know what it is.
I would say this, before wrestling, I studied and was really honed in on the rap scene. I would go to South by Southwest instead of going to Panama City Beach for spring break in college. Like, I lived a whole different life from the age of 18 to 21. My brother, Nemo Akita, who's Grammy nominated producer now, works with Jack Harlow, works with dozens of artists. But I just really watched him and tagged along with him grinding in the music industry, and was around a lot of big names in the music industry at a very early age. And I think seeing that in the ages of 18 to 21, when you're like your most impressionable, that really impacted me on how to move and what people gravitate towards as far as clout and presence and auras and a whole bunch of different stuff. And a lot of, I get that a lot. Like, I got a lot of people texted me after Mania week and was like, man, like, your presence, your aura, your vibe, like, those are the words that got thrown out a lot. Mm-hmm. But also to my hustle, like, yeah. I also came up in the streetwear industry, which is a very grimy, gritty industry, especially for like those small mom and pop stores like Oneness, which is the store I worked at, again, from the ages of 18 to 21 years old, and watching guys like Joe Fresh Goods just grind it out, and now he's got New Balance deal and he's doing this and he's popping. Like, I remember South by Southwest eating Whataburger and him selling Doughboy Magic shirts out the trunk of the van that they rented. Like, so it's times like those that I can take from the music industry and put into my character and into the wrestling world, which I feel like that's missing.
Facts.
Yeah, honestly, I from spending some teenage time in like the completely different music scene, but still in like a music scene, it's the transferable skills that you pick up between like, music at a more independent, less, like on a DIY level, those skills are so transferable to wrestling. It's actually kind of shocking.
It is very shocking.
It's really dope. I think that I just, as somebody who's worked a bunch of hip hop and on that side too, to see someone with that swag and that flavor and that is just really dope. While we're in Philly, at the Biggie brunch, Littlefoot, you found out about a really dope match that you're about to be featured in against a brand new Ring of Honor television champion, Billy Starks. How have you been preparing for this big matchup?
So I knew about the match. Well, I knew that the stuff was coming together and it was just a matter of if she can make the date. They had told me, that it was in the works, but I don't like to think things are happening until they actually happen. So literally I had been just sitting on my hands, like, I knew about Paul Cave, and I was really just focused on that, and everything that I had geared up after Postmania, directly Postmania. But that graphic literally dropped as we were sitting in the Big E brunch, and I thought that was, everybody saw my face, like I was shocked, like I had just found out, even though I had knew that it was in the works, but like I didn't think that it would drop that weekend, that particular time. Like she had just won the title. I guess had a big Mania weekend, even though I didn't really do much besides wear a entrance jacket at Wally Mania, and I was just shocked. And I remember the first person, one of the first people I ran over to and showed it to was Trey. So, and literally the look on his face was kind of like, you know, your dad when he's like super proud of you, but he's like not trying to break character. He just gave me like a subtle like smirk and a nod, and I, that was his stamp of approval. And then literally I walked away for a minute and showed other people or whatever. I think it was you, Reg. And then literally when that cleared out, he like came up behind me on my shoulder and he was like, you know, she's going to kill you, right? And I was like, hey, man, I ain't died yet. So she can try. But as far as preparing, I had a really good weekend at the arena. I won a battle royal and eliminated Sean Ross Sapp. To go on to face Rico Gonzalez, who's fucking insane.
Just so good.
Level of like putting matches together and structure and shit that he can come up with in his mind is just like absolutely next level. And that was probably one of my other biggest matches that I've had, that obviously it wasn't advertised because I had to win the battle royal to go on to that. But everybody that I, J Rose was there. I'm not going to gas myself up. I'm not that type of
person.
Yeah,
allow me to do that.
Without, you know, gassing it up too much, I've told you this in private. I've had this conversation with others. You wasn't even there. There obviously things you got to work on, you know, maybe hooking a little something a little different. Maybe you got the win, but your skill level for the amount of time that you've been wrestling is absurd. I know you got good people who brought you up, you know, shout out to Big Larry D. But how good you are in comparison to how long you've been wrestling is crazy. It's genuinely crazy. Like for even for the bar that I had for the Rico match, it exceeded it. And I can't wait for everyone to see it. It was that good. This isn't per se on you, but Rico got to stop doing that move, bro. That driver, he too. Every time have y'all seen this new move this boy start doing?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh my god! All right, it's so you know insane.
The Rikishi driver.
Does
a arm trapped Rikishi driver?
It's a pile driver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally on your head and neck, like. It's insane. If you go to his Instagram, he did it at Big Gay Brunch on.
It looks.
I took it twice. It took two of them to put me down. So I'm not gonna spoil the rest of the match for y'all. But like when it comes out, y'all gotta peep that one. That one is going in my resume as like one of my best matches of all time. In these 2 years.
Really good. Please check that out once it drops, wherever it drops. I don't know where it is.
Reg, check it out.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
I absolutely have to watch Pockade, you know, for that match, obviously. But, like, I also have a Canadian homie, BMD. He drove down from...
What a like, guy.
From, like, not too far from me. He's, you know, he lives... about in like within an hour radius from where I'm at, and to get down to Indiana is it's a bit of a trek, and he went down for the weekend. I actually was trying to tag along with him and we just couldn't line it up, but if he's down there next year, he might see me too. But he was down there, so definitely I gotta tune in to watch you know, I want to see what he got up to as well. But it sounds like you had a chance to meet him.
Oh, delightful human being. I saw that the Battle Royale that Alexis won, I could see from a mile away that it was going to be one of them special matches. And I don't mean special in a great way. It was going to be one of them special matches. And he saw the look on my face as like, hey, man, if I'm not winning, you won't see me in there long. Okay, you know what? Brother, I appreciate you.
Is this the same feeling you had, J-Rose, right before the clusterfuck? You're like, there's 87 guys in here. I'm like, J-Rose, don't lie to me right now. You're like, no, there's 87 guys. I'm like, J-Rose, that don't say that. And then there was actually 87 there's guys actually in there.
87 guys?
Shout out to Micro, man.
Oh, don't get me. We'll come back to that. But I will tell you straight up, this match off of Parque gave me far more anxiety. Because y'all have never been in the Jeffersonville Arena. And that's a different... Wrestling exists differently in that building, okay? That's all I gotta say. When I saw the amount of people who were gonna be... Motherfucker ended up in the Rumble who no one saw show up to the show. He was not in the pre-show meeting.
I'm at the curtain. He's talking about, I'm about to be in the Rumble. I said, motherfucker, huh? And then my music hit. I'm like, okay. Well, as long as I get to eliminate that motherfucker, I'm okay. That's fine.
When I tell you he wasn't there, he wasn't there. He wasn't booked.
He was not.
He didn't tell anybody he was showing up.
Can
he
you do that?
Up. Apparently.
Can if you want to get his chain snatched, and he did. He got his necklace snatched off his neck. Sure did. That's what you get.
I'm not going to do it. Even though he probably do deserve it, I'm not going to tell you the story in public. But that's a different cat right there.
That
chain snatched you.
That's a for when we turn the road. That's for when the end stream button gets pressed.
I'm about to pull up to a battle royal and be like, nah, I'm in this. They're like, hit my music. What music?
Hey, yeah, I'm just going to show up for wrestling.
He pulls up to a lot of shows uninvited.
I'm just going to start showing up to wrestling promotions that are having a battle royal and be like, I'm 6'5", put me in.
To a certain... First of all, you try that with me, buddy. Lace him up.
J-Rose wants me to wrestle so bad now.
Did you know this guy... Over here is 6'5".
6'5", just tall.
For what? Listen,
for
the
what?
Raptors need you.
What do you mean for? I don't know. Like
the Raptors need you, or lace them up. You got two options. I'm laying them out to you. All right. You got two options.
I saw what Kawhi Leonard had to do to drag us to a title. I'm not. But they need more than me, dude.
That's because Kyle Lowry's so about 5'10". They needed you out there.
Yeah, exactly. I need a 5'10" friend that I can bring to the team with me. I can't just go do it.
J Rose,
you 5'10", J Rose. All right, cool.
I'm 6 foot. Hold on, put a little respect.
I don't know, J Rose.
You putting some on it, little foot?
I've stood next to J Rose a couple times. I feel like we might have to stand back to back because I don't know if he's.
I'll pull out the tape measure right now. y'all not about to do this to me.
But I have had heels on like a couple of times of those times.
A couple of times.
You was either post wrestling or you had heels on. So a little less on me.
Yeah, let me chill on J Rose.
I'll know if you're telling the truth or not, because like the six foot and up crowd has like automatic like an automatic bullshit detector for when people who are under 6 foot try to be like, no, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah,
we know.
If I was under 6 foot, I swear to you, I would have to rock it. It would become part of my identity, but I'm not.
Brooke, how tall are you, Brooke?
She said she can't hear. She tapped her ear. Not the cat.
Dog
in the back.
Was
that a dog or a cat?
I think it was cat. Pretty sure it's cat.
I think it moved like a cat.
Pretty sure it's cat.
You can't hear. Yeah.
Maybe go back and come back, Brooke.
Hold on, wait. Click the. You can't hear. I can't even give you instructions.
Wait, hang on.
Womp, womp, womp.
Maybe like go back. Come in, go back.
All right. I'll leave Brooke in the lobby to fiddle around with shit until she can hear us, and then give us a. She can't even hear me. Tell her to give me a signal.
I'll type it out. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. I'll type it out.
Appreciate you, J-Rose.
But yeah, I'm super excited to face Billy. To get back on topic, I'm super excited for that, for this match. Obviously, probably one of the biggest women's matches of my entire career. I keep saying that every time I get a new opponent, and like not even a year in, I faced Allison Kay on my first TV match. Like, mm-hmm. I can say, like, to be honest, for the area that I work in and being from Kentucky, I'm getting a lot of good reps in that I really am appreciative of, because I could be out here just in the trenches, like, for real, for real. So
there's a lot that are stuck in there.
Yeah. So I'm very, very appreciative of being in the area that I'm being in and that I'm wrestling in and trained by who I'm trained by. Shout out to Larry D and Max Led, who always press to be the best and get smart reps. Not every rep is a good rep. So
I wish all promoters said that to people, but.
Well, a lot of promoters out there don't care about women's wrestling, so that's
true.
Yeah,
can you hear us?
That is quite factual.
Brooke,
she can hear. I think, can she hear?
We can hear her because I can hear the clicks.
Yeah, I can. Brooke, say something.
I got it, motherfucker. I got it.
Welcome back to Indie, Brooke.
Thank you. I swear to God, I am in my 20s.
Hey.
Technology.
These damn kids.
Look, honestly, like, hey, you know, you got everything set up for your stream and stuff, and then StreamYard's all different and shit.
StreamYard hates it here.
StreamYard's weird.
Yeah.
It's not a fan of me.
How are you doing today, Brooke? We were talking about height because Mike is 6'5" and J Rose is fake 6 foot.
Did you know this motherfucker is 6'5"?
Like, no, I did not. Like, you give like tall energy, I would say, but not 6'5" tall energy.
Like, that's
awesome. That's,
you a that's big like, motherfucker, man. Like,
that's big. That's huge. I'm 5'6".
I was gonna say Brooke's not even that tall because we're the same height.
Yeah, I'm short. I'm a short little guy. That's me.
Everybody thinks I'm taller than I am, though, too.
You look tall, like, tall energy.
I look very tall because I have long wingspan and long legs.
And you're only 5'6".
Yes. We are past the, yeah, we're like 37 minutes deep. It's fine.
Hell yeah. Let's
that's a place to send in a super chat. Y'all see Tootie is on WoW now. Tootie is on WoW.
Yeah. She just like debuted, I think.
She just debuted. Her episode just debuted. Yes.
That's awesome. I got when are we going to see either of y'all on WoW?
Whenever they cut the check. What you mean?
You got to go get that Lakers check, Lil Foot.
Shit, I go to LA right now. My bag's still packed from this past weekend. I will go right now.
We got to do a WoW episode, Mike. We don't talk about WoW enough. We have to find it first.
Yes. It's on Hulu. I know it comes on Hulu.
Is it really?
W now.
We gotta download the CW app. Same
Hulu. We don't have Hulu.
NWA Power. No, I have Hulu.
It shows up on Hulu sometimes.
Okay. I'll go check it out. I didn't know it was on Hulu.
I've always wanted to be on the CW, but like the
Hulu
drama
doesn't
show.
Exist here.
I want to be on All American. Yeah. That's my dream.
What's your favorite CW show?
The All American.
Okay. Superman.
All time. Okay.
All time? Oh. All time?
Ooh, all time.
Oh, Gossip Girl.
I'm gonna have to look. I've never seen those white people shows, so sorry.
Reba.
Oh, Reba. Yes.
Reba. CW's originally the WB, right?
Yes.
Jamie Foxx show is mine.
Mine's is Wayans Brothers, forever and always.
I mean, that technically don't count, but I'll let you have it.
What you mean? You said it was Wayans?
Well, it was, but also it's technically also UPN. WB and UPN combined and
they did merge.
Okay.
Oh, somebody said Arrow. The Arrow was a very good show, and then got to like season like 4-ish, and I was like, yeah, I'm cool on this.
But I was that way with the Flash.
Oh, okay, why are we talking about Arrow right now?
Arrow.
Here he is, and here he goes. The biggest robbery in wrestling history that happened.
Oh, we already talked about the Battle Royale, Sean.
Well, I don't watch this show. I'm sorry.
Oh, what? Hey, the people.
Now bring him back. Bring him back.
No. That's why Littlefoot threw your ass out. You deserved it.
I didn't throw him out. I kicked him in the face and he fell out.
She kicked him in the face. I did a stinky face to her. That happened.
That did happen. He did. Why'd you do that?
Oh no! So funny enough,
he was trying to win. Reg, come on!
I was trying to win. I definitely told the person that was facing me, expecting that he would stop me. I'm about to do a stink face. Don't stop me! Wink, wink. He didn't stop me.
Oh no!
He didn't stop him, and I took it, and that was the worst. But I got my look back though. Don't even worry about it.
There was definitely a point in the match where I said to Alexis, please tell the guy in the singlet to fuck off.
And I told him, and he did not listen to me at all.
No, he did not.
He did not listen to me, not one bit.
Who's the guy in the singlet?
Somebody who was about to get it is who that guy was.
Is this the chain snatch guy? Same guy?
No.
Unfortunately, he doesn't wear a singlet, but he does wear MMA gloves and a Magneto helmet.
Yeah,
so.
But he came in street clothes this time.
Nice fellow. Nice fellow, though.
Nice fella?
Okay. The guy in the singlet, was that the pastor guy that didn't want to hit me?
Yes. And again, very nice fella.
Very nice guy. To his defense, none of the men wanted to hit me in this match except for the big ones. Like, the biggest dudes ever were swinging on me. I was like, whoa.
And then I would get to somebody my size. And they'd be, guys.
I get to somebody my size. They'd be like, never mind. I'm like,
I got pitched to eliminate a guy with a banana, and he was like, would you want to do that? And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to eliminate somebody with a banana.
Too. That shit was fucking a mess. And I was like, I hope I don't get none of this on this gear, because I got to wrestle again.
My favorite thing about all these stories is that these are all the ideas that did make it into the match, so I can only imagine what got left on the cutting room floor.
Again, this guy is super nice that approached me that was in this rumble at first, but like, probably shouldn't have been in there. I'll just say that. Should not have been. Very nice fella. But he comes up to me and he says, hey, listen, I got a lot of people here. I've done wrestling camps and all that stuff, but I've never done a wrestling match. And I'm like,
no.
What?
What?
Wait, hold on a minute.
And he goes,
you didn't tell me this version of the story.
He goes,
this is not what you told me before.
Well, because I was trying to keep you from having a panic attack, because I certainly was about to have one.
I was trying to put my match together with Rico and this Battle Royal at the same time. I was already having one internally.
Exactly. So I was like, I'll handle this.
So if you would have told me he's not trained, I would have been like, hold on.
So he tells me this, and again, I cannot convey how nice of a fella this guy is. He's very nice, but
very.
He says to me, I've never done a wrestling match. He goes, I got a lot of people here. They're going to be cheering for me. He goes, I just want a little bit of, like, he basically said, I want some shine. And I was like,
some heat, okay, brother.
If you've amateur wrestled, no problem. I amateur wrestled for a long time. I will tell you this. That guy does not amateur wrestle. Well, I'll tell you this. He was an amateur wrestler. That's
there it is. There we go.
But
I
pitched a spot, and the other guy that started with us was Matt Diesel. And my line of thinking was, okay, at least if somebody gets completely fucked up and hurt, it's not going to be Alexis or Matt who have to wrestle probably next weekend. It can be me. I don't have any bookings.
They both had to wrestle later that day.
We had to wrestle twice.
They had to wrestle twice on the show.
Matt was in a tag team match, and I was in the match with Rico. So I felt like
such an egomaniac going to Alexis, who's booked all the time, and Matt, who's booked all the time, and be like, listen, just lay back while I deal with this guy. And my
Let me handle this.
And my thing was, I made it as simple as possible, man. I was like, we lock up. I was like, you know how to lock up? He goes, yeah, I've wrestled for years. He did not know how to lock up. Yeah. That much I guarantee you. And I was like, you just push me, I'll bounce across the ring. Cool. I was like, then I'll come back really mad. I'll try to lock up with you again. You duck under, do a waist lock, Matt return. That's it. That did not happen.
None of that happened. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, I was standing there. None of this happened.
No, he crowded me into the corner. I couldn't lock up with him. I had no room to lock up with him. And I was like, within 10 seconds of the match, I'm going, brother, what are you doing? Back up.
Dude, I fucking love wrestling. God damn. It was a mess.
At the end of it, I was like, I don't know if I should be proud about winning this because this is a hot ass mess.
The ring announcer, not Jay Rose, the other nice fella. I had to say to him in the ring, this is a rumble. Nobody else is coming out yet. And then he's like, okay.
Hey, real quick, in his defense, it had been advertised the whole way through as a battle royale.
We did Rumble rules.
And then it was an over-the-top battle royale.
And
then it stopped being over the top rope midway through the match.
It was supposed to be if your feet hit the floor,
you're out. That's why nobody wanted to touch me.
Yeah, he announced it as an over the top, and I go, oops. And then he announced it as a battle royal, and I was like, double oops. And then I let him know, and I was like, damn.
And I was like, where is Jay Rose at? Why is he not announcing?
But
me at every show I'm at.
When I tell you, I showed up on Saturday, and they were like, hey, what are you doing today? What do you mean, what am I doing today? What are you talking about?
I'll leave, Jay Rose. I thought you were booked.
I just want to say, I can't wait to do this shit again next year, though.
Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, SRS.
Legally binding, sir. You got to do next year, then.
You better wait next year, SRS.
I went coast to coast, Reg.
No, okay.
He did. He was the...
I did. Me and Alexis both did.
No, I thought you meant like coast to coast, like the Van Terminator.
Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
Listen, yeah.
That's what I thought when he... Okay, listen, hold on. I'm mentally seeing Sean drop kick across the ring. So I'm driving there. The main bridge that I usually take there is closed because it's like Thunder, which is this event 2 weeks that they throw weeks before Derby. The bridge that I normally take is closed. So I have to go this long bullshit-ass way to get there. And I get a text from Sean talking about, we're going coast to coast and all this blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I've only been in the business 2 years. Please speak English to me. I don't know what this means. I have two hands on the wheel, scared as fuck, because I don't know what the... He was like, oh, we're staying in the whole Rumble. Like, we're starting out together and then we're finishing together. I was like, okay, you should have said that from the beginning, because I don't know what the fuck coast to coast means. I thought you meant the Shane McMahon.
I thought you meant the show. I'm not doing that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm an IWA Mid-South kid. You said we're going coast to coast. I was like, oh, that boy. Hold on. I don't remember that. I was there. I remember that.
Man.
Yeah, I was like, there's so many coast to coast terms in wrestling. I don't know what you mean.
So now what we need, Pockhead 2025. We need Sean actually doing a coast to coast drop.
Yes, somebody fucking jump a little bit.
That's like my only athletic gift is I can jump a little bit. So
can we get gear? Can you get new gear?
I used to be able to jump on the cars, Reg.
Alexis Lilfoot's telling you to get new gear.
Need new gear? Why do I need new gear?
Because I'm tired of that gaudy orange. Please,
I've worn it three times ever.
Please, and you've never washed it. That's ridiculous.
That is not true.
SRS, dude, you better wash your gear, dude. Don't be like that.
She's mad because after she hit me with a stink face, I looked out to the second row and I said, "She does not use wet wipes."
Oh, wow.
She flipped me off.
He's a fucking asshole. I was pissed. I was like, don't worry. Wait till this fucking finish. I'm going to get you back. Don't
be worried. SRS is going into business for himself. It sounds like, wow, off script.
I was just screaming the whole match. I was like, I don't want to bump. I'm just going to verbalize myself.
I'm just going to sit here.
That's literally half of my arsenal. That's all.
It works.
Yep.
I think I watched like Ron Mathis wrestle in front of like 20 people one time, but he was making noise the whole time. I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do is what he does. Mm-hmm.
When's your next foray into the squared circle, SRS?
I don't have any scheduled right now. So a little spoiler alert, because we talked about it in the interview I did today. It was going to be me and Shaza versus Steph and Matt Cardona later this year. And then Matt Cardona got so scared that he just like dropped a dumbbell on his pec and was like, anything but that.
For sure.
I got approached for something that I'm going to do next year if it's still on the table. But I'm going to be at the Black Label Pro show in a couple weeks or next weekend, but I don't know if I'm doing anything there. So I'll show up like Dennis Stamp and just not be booked.
I show up and I'm booked. I don't have to reach out for bookings. I just show up.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is Mike versus Sean 2025. Got it.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly tall guy versus tall guy.
Alexis, I had two people try to book me as I was walking from the locker room to the parking lot.
That's crazy because I had nobody trying to book me and I was in two matches.
That's not true.
Night.
Check your DMs.
Boom, look.
Oh, hold on. I got to check my DMs.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely be there. Yeah.
They said Sean did the Heidi Howitzer. What's that? I love Heidi. I think she's great.
You did it.
But I
don't know what it is, but you did it.
I did.
Dan Twinblade went live.
I know you did it.
Stink face. Damn.
Oh, so stink face.
Alexis,
Becky Lynch said don't do the stink face.
I just
face.
DM'd you guys.
You didn't see that report?
Killing jokes the whole time.
Listen,
match.
I know that I have relied on my sex appeal for most of my success in wrestling, but it's going to continue. I'm sorry.
Out there showing your ass, dude, using ass-based offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Sean hitting a stink face with a Dude Wipe sponsorship on his ass, though.
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, my God. That would be lit.
I keep trying to tell Manscaped to get into the wipes game, and they've got it just a monopoly.
Genuinely a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
Not everything else. Like they didn't pay for a read, so I'm not going to tell you what all else.
It's not everything that they got. Yeah,
but right. They got everything. I guess I'm going to have to hit up Dude Wipes instead.
If anyone wants to pay for ad reads on Indeed, by the way, by all means.
The show by Sean is on
your phone right now.
She's booking. She's doing her thing.
She checked the DM.
Unreal. On air. That's how we do business deals here.
I mean, she's booked now, so it worked.
Oh, so to expand on the pastor story, which I got to keep reiterating, very nice guy, but he says to me.
He was very nice.
Very sincerely, he goes, listen, I know we're starting with Alexis. He's like, I cannot hit a woman, even in storyline. He's like, because I'm a pastor. And my wife said, don't do anything to embarrass our family. I was like, okay, I'll let her know.
He could at least swung and I dug it. But he was like, I absolutely want
just
no
just
contact
the attempt,
with Alexis
just
at all.
I won't even attempt it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That kind of made me feel a little bad. But I was whatever. Some people have.
How did he get there? A pastor that's never worked a day in his life?
Publicly, but I mean, and I feel bad that I told it publicly, but also I don't feel bad because shit could have been really dangerous, legitimately, but not dangerous enough for me to be like, no, I'm never doing that shit again because I will definitely do the Paul Cade Rumble again next year.
I'm definitely doing it if I have an opportunity to do it. And also, too, Sean, I love how you didn't respond to my tweet from a couple weeks ago.
Do you know how many people tweet me, much less trolls on the internet?
Well, I'm not.
You're not a troll.
People. Damn.
But I asked if I beat you in the Rumble, would you pay my adoption fee to adopt a dog? And you
of course I will. Don't be ridiculous. I would love to.
Rumble, what's happening? Yeah, that's on the
I'm
show.
Adopting
that's
a dog.
I would have done that anyway.
Let's go.
Rich man.
He's going to find
a
bear.
Sean in the face, and you got a dog?
I have to find a good dog. I don't know.
She is going to find the rarest dog. It's going to have diamonds encrusted in its ears and stuff.
If you didn't want to do it, you should have won the match.
I mean, exactly. You could have thrown her over the top and this wouldn't have been happening.
I could have jewels.
You
could have
got an extra cat to match your 12 cats that you have.
I got five.
That's enough. That's 12 to me in my mind.
I wore a shirt with all my pets that I've ever had on it the other day.
And there's this random dog on there, and I was like, "Where's this dog? I thought you had cats."
I take care of all the animals, Alexis. I don't discriminate based on one being a dog or something like that. If it's in,
I think your wife does all the work. I don't think you take care of me.
I even bought those litter robot gimmicks. That way, you don't gotta scoop litter. So,
oh my god, you're so lazy.
Don't worry, I'll get you one too. Just for yourself, because I know
those things. Those things are pretty awesome.
I stay on Facebook Marketplace trying to find one. Because I'm not going to pay $300 for a litter box. Be so fucking serious.
Yeah, it is.
It's $300. You got it.
It's $300.
I think they're $400.
You got it.
I'll be mad if they're $300 because I definitely paid $400.
All right, Sean, if Brooke eliminates you in the Pocade Rumble in 2025, $700.
For $700? $700?
I got two of them.
That. That's disgusting.
He has two and they're $700. Oh man, he's getting all of us dogs. What do you mean?
Wow. sorry, Mike. Mike was asking me a question before we talk about how much money I have.
They're double stacked too, Sean.
Oh no,
they sent me one for free.
Crazy.
They sent me one for free because
I got Twitter followers.
Damn.
If Brooke eliminates Sean in the Rumble next year, I think he's got to buy her a litter box.
It's only fair. It's just fair. A regular litter box, like $5.
$700? $700, I'm going to start shooting. I'm sorry. I'm going to go into the Paulcade Rumble with tape fist.
The pre-match promo is I am not buying a litter box.
Sean's coming out with MMA gloves and a Magneto.
I'm like, well, we know how to get Sean into
that's not funny.
Just offer him $700.
That is funny. That was funny.
I forgot about that. That was a good callback.
Damn.
That was very good. I love that.
Was that your career highlight? Working a match with me, Alexis? Was that it?
What?
Was that your career highlight? Working a match with me? Probably.
No, my Rico match was my career highlight. What do you mean?
You lost that match.
But it was still one of my best matches. What do you mean? You weren't even there to watch the match. You left directly after you lost.
I did have a show called AEW Dynasty that I had to cover.
Wow.
You could have covered it from your phone in the basement.
I could not have.
You just ran out on the boys.
He definitely couldn't have covered that in the basement of the Jefferson.
No, he couldn't because I had no service.
No.
You can barely breathe in the basement of the Jeffersonville Arena. Nonetheless, you can sell service. So.
I just realized Alexis has now beat me and Shaza. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's lit.
My resume's building up.
Damn.
Yeah, I got J Rose to thank for that.
There we go.
Booker of the year.
On the side making deals. Booker of the year.
Speaking of which, 2 points. One. Exclusive just dropped. Alexis Littlefoot will be at Naptown All Pro on May 18th during Blackout 2.
Did this get booked while we were on the air?
This was on the air. SRS, like, this is happening. We making deals like that.
That was the DMC you had to check.
I love it.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is, this is not the first time it's happened while we've been on the air.
No, it'll happen again.
People have gotten booked on this show before. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Michael Barons.
Yeah. Who am I facing, J Rose?
You will be going one on one with Jocelyn Navarro.
Hey!
That's a fun match.
Oh my god.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Where can we watch
the match too? Here's a match too.
We have bad, you know how our luck goes. It's not streaming, but it will be on IWTV. Also, to that point, every single Nap show will be begin to start getting uploaded on IWTV. The huge backlog we have, next week it starts. So
cool.
This will be my first IWTV experience. Yay.
Oh, sweet.
Oh shit. Let's go.
Really?
I'll tell Jerry that
I've been on like literally every platform now besides that one.
That's so funny. I haven't been on IWTV, I feel like, in years.
I forgot that J Rose has the iMac cam that does like stupid
shit. Oh, did it do the thing?
It did a thumbs up.
Oh, I have it too, but mine, I don't think mine's gonna do it. Mine's not gonna do it.
It's okay. It's very embarrassing. I'm a big peace sign guy, so I try and make big points and I put up the peace sign and the balloons will pop.
Why does mine not do it? I have the iMac cam.
Doesn't.
I'm sad.
Don't be.
I'm about to take his iMac back with my 1600 pay.
Before we get off point, Brooke, you returned to wrestling. How does it feel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was heading there.
That too. Me too. Yeah, I guess, huh? It's weird. It's fun. It feels different. I feel different. I feel more confident in myself, and my ability, and like what I bring to wrestling, as opposed to like, oh, how can I be like XYZ, yada, yada. Yeah. And I'm more grateful.
I can definitely see a difference in you, because I remember seeing you in Tampa versus seeing you Tampa at Further Culture this year.
Tampa Brooke to like Philly Brooke.
Yeah.
Completely different person.
Definitely different. I can see it.
I saw you hit that. I saw you hit that gritty, and when you did that, when you did that, literally, I was like, "That's
rough." It's literally a part of my arsenal now. That's my moveset. I hit the gritty now the ring. It worked. Everyone loved it this weekend, so I think I just have to always hit the gritty. I don't know.
How many matches have you had so far?
Three.
Three.
How many of them have you won?
Wait, four. What?
Okay, well, we get back in the swing of things. It's all right.
It was me and Faye. I lost against Paris Sahara. I lost. She had a manager.
It's for the culture, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For the culture was my only win. And then I lost at Flying V. And then I lost to Jordan Blade this last weekend. But like, she knocked me the fuck
out. It's okay. I lost to Jordan Blade too. It's okay.
Everyone loses to Jordan Blade. You have to lose to Jordan Blade. It's Jordan Blade.
Totally.
It's Jordan Blade.
Yeah, I saw Jordan Blade at Wally Mania, and I was like, wait a second, that's Jordan Blade?
Yeah,
anybody else have that?
And her little freaking dress. She looks so good.
Yeah, I was like, hey, yo, Jordan Blade. Yeah. Shout out to Jordan Blade.
I love Jordan.
Shout out to Jordan.
I love Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Busting all y'all heads. Can't wait till she busts Sean Ross Sapp's head one day.
She busts my head to, and the I white meat. To her first WrestleMania.
At least that's an amateur wrestler that I know actually amateur.
Hey!
That much I know.
Yeah, she definitely knows the lockup.
Get us the name of the pastor. We're going to have him on Indeed next week. He needs to say his piece. Maybe his story's different. He's like, I was in here with this dirt sheet writer, and he's trying to pick me spot. And talking about, I'm like, no, you know, he might have a different story. So, I don't know.
I didn't even get to, like, oh, it was the saddest, like, lock up and punch. He didn't lock up right or put and pushed me. And then I was like, hey, do the waist lock takedown. And it was a hip drop tackle, which is now banned in the NFL, by the way.
He's old school. He can't help it.
Pro wrestling. But
it was a lot to look at. I was definitely...
Where can one watch this?
Hopefully nowhere.
It's
don't know.
Don't say nowhere. Don't say
it. It was filmed.
I literally messaged the editor as like, hey, have you uploaded the footage? And he was like, no, the cameras have not left my bag. So it's coming. I just don't know.
Oh, perfect.
When.
Yeah, great. That sounds like it's coming soon.
Everything about this sounds so awesome.
Like, you can do that? Oh, no, I haven't took the cameras out. I don't know when it's going to come.
Well, no. Listen, he's a very busy man. But, like, shout out.
He was tired after that weekend.
I will say, everybody, if you claim you're an independent wrestling fan, you have to come to the Jeffersonville Arena, because that's real wrestling. You can have your lights and your air conditioning and your Wi-Fi. Real wrestling, we set up a ring in a warehouse, and you deal with it. That's real wrestling.
I'll take fake wrestling with air conditioning and sodas.
I will come to the Jeffersonville Arena in the winter months.
Is that what it's still hot in the winter too? Don't
it's hot in the winter.
That's okay. That's okay when it's hot inside. When it's cold outside, though.
No, every wrestling show, no matter what outside is, it's hot inside.
Brooke, did you do IWA?
Yeah, twice.
When?
Oh, like my third match ever. And then, God, that was like 2019, 18. It was me and Nevaeh Christ. She punched me in the face.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So
and
it
then
was
it
either...
was me and Alley Cat when she was Alley Cat.
Mm. Yeah.
That means it was either the
Wrestle
Arena so or the Memphis Flea Market.
It was a flea market. Flea market.
God bless Southern Indiana.
I was there when the elbow happened.
Oh, you were there? You were there for the Cole Radrick elbow?
Yeah, that was the first time I met Cole Radrick.
Okay, so that's the flea market is the Cole Radrick elbow.
Yeah, flea market, okay.
Okay, shout out to Cole Radrick. He was going to join us today, but he's stuck at work.
A request?
And you apparently have a match with him, I guess, booked here some way.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Big boot, brother. He'll take it. It's fine.
All right.
Can we do an Indeed Southern Indiana edition? Of people, like, like get like Murdoch or Bentley in here.
You can curate. You can curate all the guests if you'd like.
Bring them.
Oh, don't do that on me. Yeah.
Or well, you know, get well, you know, or give me a list. Let me know
who do you want. Yeah, you
know us, enough independent wrestling. You're the Indiana boy.
You're asking for. You're.
I'm
asking.
Like,
I'm asking for it. All right. I'm on it. Don't worry about it.
All right. Cool.
Indeed, Southern Indiana coming up. We have a super fun, ridiculous Indeed coming up that we're going to record that I just for Mother's Day. And if you know Indeed lore, you know exactly what we're talking about, and we're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
It's actually happening. We're recording it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When is Mother's Day?
With the lore. What's the?
It's what, like third Mother's Day of Sunday or May?
Third
Sunday.
The 12th. May 12th.
Third Sunday of May. So
third Mother's Day of Sunday.
Damn.
It's the third Mother's Day of Sunday.
We just witnessed
May 12th. Mother's Day.
We just witnessed the side effects of my drug use in real time.
Oh, everybody get your mom something good. It's coming up. My mom's birthday is May 1st and then Mother's Day is May 12th. I'm like, this isn't fair.
Just well, on that note, I definitely no-showed both of my shows today. I'm not doing the AEW post show or the hump today, but I'm here right now. So I'm
there. You go. Look, we're getting numbers.
Where's your wife? Tell her I love her.
Where's your wife? Is crazy.
Well, hey, she's cooking steak and you don't get any.
Wow.
I live right around the corner from Texas Roadhouse, though, so I'm okay.
There you go.
Ours is better.
He left.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
I was going to let him plug some shit, but cool.
He doesn't need to.
This he wanted his steak.
He got sent a $700 litter box for free.
That's yeah, exactly.
Right. He not even a budget.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Come in the meantime, though, where can everybody else be found? We'll start with Alexis.
You can find me on all platforms. I am Young Littlefoot with a U, not spelled correctly, because I love Sexy Red.
Real.
I am also on all platforms at Queen Bee Brook V, which I very help. I'm trying to like point to it, which I
see it.
Tried to.
Hey.
I see the vision. I see
I did
the vision.
Right here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that's where that went. So I should.
I guessed last time I saw on other people's, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I could do that. And this time I did it. So we're growing.
That's what I should have did.
Levels.
Next time I'll do that.
See, next time you got it. On every app.
What do you mean?
That's my app.
What do you mean?
Oh shit! Somebody changed it for me.
There it is. Easy as that.
Host and producer.
Mm-hmm.
Get it sexy.
Oh, is it my turn now?
It's your turn, Jared.
Oh, you can follow me personally, which I don't know why you would want to do that. I look like I'm doing the Zandig pose. you can find me at
Land the Law once again, prepare for war.
But don't get I'll sing the whole CCW theme.
I know you will.
You can find me on all social platforms at This Is J Rose. If you look on a social platform and you can't find This Is J Rose, I'm not on it. You can also follow the promotion I run, Naptown All Pro, at Naptown All Pro. NAPTOWNALLPRO. Our next show is
coming up, baby.
Saturday, May 18th at World Famous Hot Boys Hot Chicken. That show is absolutely free. We have a show at 2 p.m., which is Wake Up 3, and we have a show at 7 p.m., which is Blackout 3, featuring the first match announced at all, graphic will be coming eventually, of Alexis Littlefoot versus the most dominant woman in the history of Naptown All-Pro, Jocelyn Navarro.
Yeah, it's about to be tough for you, Littlefoot.
You have your work cut out for you. I can also
reveal...
Any
tips?
Yeah, Brooke,
can
definitely
give me some tips. For the record, unfortunately, I gotta say this: she wrestled Jocelyn at NAP and also didn't win. So, but maybe you did. You learned something. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I know.
Yeah, that's still. She knows. I mean, what not to do and what to like. What I could.
Every
do.
Loss is a lesson.
Don't
they
lose.
Say.
Mm-hmm. Don't let her.
That's such a
crucial
tip. Don't lose.
Don't lose.
Just don't lose.
Just don't lose.
Hit you. If she ever puts you in the corner, get out.
Yeah.
Run fast.
That's about it.
Are my pronouns still that bitch as it stands right now? I'm fluid. Sometimes I'm that nigga though. We'll see. Sometimes that's I'm true. Both. Two other pieces of news. First breaking on Blackout 2. Calvin Tankman will defend the Deadlock Pro World Championship. Opponent to be announced at a later date. And we will also
Tank had have... a real quick. Tank had a dark match at the AW.
Oh, you bet your fucking ass he had a dark match at AEW. Yes, sir.
Let my boy get a job. Let my boy get a job. Okay, go ahead.
Because listen, Tony, I know you watch these. Tony, I know you watch these. I know you got a whole lot of people that you're trying to manage right now. And I know you love independent wrestling, but I'm going to let you know right now. That's the best male independent wrestler in the world. Pure independent. You ain't got to worry about MLW contract running out. You ain't got to worry about no Impact contract running out. He ain't fucking around with OVW. That boy is straight independent. And I know that you know that you love big black wrestlers. I know you do because you keep signing them. And that's the big black wrestler. So hear me out. You help me by signing my boy. My boy helps me out by sending me money to put on more wrestler shows so I can keep creating more Calvin Tankmans. You want more Calvin Tankmans. I know you do.
That's true.
Get the first one, and then I can make more for you. That's the plan. All right.
I love it.
Beautiful. That was perfect, honestly. And everybody needs to listen. You can find me every Wednesday here on Indeed. Tonight I'll be on with Denise, the AEW Dynamite post show. Hopefully a bunch of y'all show up for that. Every Saturday I'm on Philip Lindsay, Grapsody Podcast. Tomorrow's Ask Grapsody. So if you want to ask questions about anything or whatever, I'll be there.
It's I thought you said Ask Grapsody.
Ask Grapsody. Yeah.
That's a show, but
it ain't broadcast at least. You got to get to the Patreon.
Like ass grabbing or ask?
Ask grabs.
I'm black, little foot. Okay. I can't say ask.
I thought you said ask grab. Like, I thought it was like a pun, like grabbing.
Check
ask
Grapsody tomorrow. Sorry, you guys.
Yeah, Ask Grab City is on a different website. Can't find that.
Ask Grab City. That could be the sex version of Ask Grab City. I'm over here at Ass Grab City.
That's where I'm built from.
That's a shirt.
You're on out.
Ass Grab City.
That could be a porno on Kanye West's new porno.
Mike,
brand.
When you do
my God.
At the 2025 Pawcade Rumble, you will be billed from Ass Grab City. Thank you.
That makes me sound like a creep, though.
Yeah, seriously. Like, if that's your tag, they're like, dude, Ass Grab City's coming. Here he comes.
Ass Grab City.
Runs.
Yeah,
that's RJ City's perverted brother,
and the podcast.
That's it, dude. We're out of here.
You can find me at Mike from Indeed on all socials.
From Ass Grab City.
See you next week.
From Ass Grab.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.